This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Diving right back into it on a wonderful Wednesday. Don't forget, we do have our poll question up on our Twitter or X page. It is the Fesco and Dusty fan page. You can check it out. It is very quite simply put. Who would you rather bring back for the Chiefs next season? There have been 222 votes in 25 minutes.
All right. How we doing?
Trey Smith leads at 66.7%.
Yeah, I figured simplistic it would be closer math than the 90% that you had.
Okay.
You
know? 33.3% say Nick Bolton. 66.7% say Trey Smith.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's kind of that number. That's a normal kind of election, you know, where you think it's going to be a landslide. And that is a landslide. I mean, 66-33 or whatever it is, that's a big difference of, you know, people wanting Trey Smith back versus Nick Bolton. Again, that's not a knock against Nick Bolton. It just tells you, as Binkley talked about, we've got to help Patrick Mahomes, right? It's all about making Patrick Mahomes as effective as he possibly can be, because he's the franchise, and eventually he's not going to be the franchise anymore, and you want to maximize these years as much as possible.
We were in New Orleans, it seems like forever ago, about 3 weeks ago.
Was it 3 weeks ago now already? My God. Jeez, wow.
Felt like we were there for 3 weeks.
Yeah, eight days in New Orleans. That's a lot.
That'll change you.
Yeah.
Mac went from 26 to 35 in about 7 days.
Real fast. Made a nice new friend and everything. It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. Joey Chestnut is
that's
that
right.
Friend.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You guys want a picture with me?
No, really. No, we
we're
really
actually
don't.
All right.
Yeah.
We just want you to talk to our friend Jay.
Yeah.
Clark Hunt, the CEO and owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, sat down with us, and we asked him about Travis Kelce that while back ago.
I certainly think so. I think he's enjoying playing the game. He's clearly, you know, one of the greatest tight ends of all time at this point, but I think he loves what he's doing.
So that's Clark, right?
Yeah, and that was your owner of the team. Mm-hmm. And again, sorry to admit this, heavy bias, right? Like, he obviously wants to see Travis Kelce back, and from what we saw yesterday at the Combine, that seems to be the way it's going to go. We're also in the season of Chris Jones tweeting out,
right,
my guy's got to come back. You can't go out like this.
Who is he talking about, though? Was he talking about Trey?
No. Come on. And, you know, Kelce is one of those, you know, all-pro classic NFL players that you would think that maybe you don't go out like that with a Super Bowl loss. His brother didn't do it.
Right.
He's got one last ride in him for this next season. And Brett Veach at the Combine yesterday as well. And this was what he had to say about Travis Kelce's return as well.
That's been the number one question here. And look, I think the way we're handling this is, you know, in terms of deadlines, I've been hearing that a lot. I don't think there's a deadline with a guy like Travis. You know, his communication with us after the season is that he was playing, and we look forward to having him back next season. If something does transpire in the next few months where something other than him playing pops up, then, you know, we'll deal with it. But I would say that where we sit right now, that Travis will be back next year, and again, looking forward to having him back.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the talk all along. I don't think there was ever any serious talk about Travis Kelce retiring other than for, clickbaiters out there. And as we said, we asked the owner of the team 2 weeks ago now, 14, 15 days ago now, is Travis Kelce coming back? He goes, yeah, I think so. I mean, there's no reason to believe that he's not going to be coming back to this roster. But it is low-hanging fruit to talk about whether or not Travis Kelce is going to come back because he's such a big celebrity, right? He's a superstar more than a football player at this point in time. So there's a lot of people interested, a lot of people clicking on it. And since the Super Bowl has ended, I've heard a lot of slander. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of nastiness directed towards, you know, Travis Kelce. I was listening to Boomer Esiason talk about Travis Kelce yesterday. He goes, that guy just quit in the middle of the game. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, enough of this slander of Travis Kelce, because the one thing I can tell you is that Travis Kelce never quit on his team, never stopped playing, never stopped trying, never stopped caring. And Brett Veach actually addressed this yesterday about why Travis didn't have a good game.
You know, this year, I mean, we're never going to make excuses and talk about it, but yeah. I mean, he was battling with pretty big illness there for the Super Bowl, but listen, the way the Eagles played, it wouldn't have made a difference.
So he was battling a pretty big illness there before the Super Bowl. And I can tell you on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, I was talking to some people within, you know, around the organization, and they're like, man, this Eagle thing is really bad. They've got the flu, knock on wood, we're okay. And then all of a sudden I heard as the day went on, like, there's been an illness, and it could have been Travis Kelce, because the people that I was talking to kind of ended the conversation with me very fast, gotta go, there's an illness, and that was that. And so maybe it was Travis Kelce that they were talking about that was ill and sick. And look, if you go back and you look at the tape, right, people are saying, look, he's taking this play off, and we've got all these Zapruder films of people analyzing Travis Kelce's body language, there's a really good chance this cat was puking his ass off on the sideline. Have you ever tried to do anything with the flu or anything when you're not feeling 100%? You're slacking, you're dragging, you're bleh, right? We all have been there. Imagine playing in the Super Bowl and having the flu and gutting it out. I am so effing tired of hearing people talk about Travis Kelce dogging it in the Super Bowl. For a gentleman that's the best tight end of all time, that's going to the effing Hall of Fame, to sit there and even consider that Travis Kelce gave up or wasn't giving his all, that is complete and total slander. And I'm so glad that Brett Veach came out and said that yesterday, because that did need to be said. Because we're not making excuses, but it does need to be out there because of the way that people for the last 3 weeks have been acting like Travis Kelce is done, washed, and will never be good again, and he dogged the Super Bowl. And that's got to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I think his role obviously diminishes a little bit more in the next final season for
him.
As
it should,
right?
Yeah.
Like, he could be possibly your fourth option on offense, where for 9 years he was your number one option.
Right.
And that's just the evolution of the game.
And some years your only option, Dusty.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing that's crazy is next year, maybe we can have this discussion for about a minute or so. I still think Rashee Rice is your wide receiver one, but there could be some argument that you don't necessarily have a wide receiver one. You just have two stud wide receiver ones in Worthy and Rice.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, Worthy did exceptional this year.
Was
Rice
great.
Did exceptional the year before. Now, when you look at this and you think about what's going on, like, is there necessarily a wide receiver one on this team?
And does there have to be a wide receiver one? I mean, I know, you know, from fantasy standpoint, people want to know who the wide receiver number one is. And I'll take the Andy Reid approach. I don't really care about your fantasy team. And I don't think Andy Reid goes in saying, okay, this is wide receiver one, this is wide receiver two. They go in and they say, hey, Patrick, here's your weapons. Let's go out there and have some fun, right? And that's all you need to do. I hate, you know, typecasting or stereotyping or giving people titles when you don't really need to give anybody titles. And now, like, look, if you had, say, Tyreek Hill on the team, you would know who the number one wide receiver is, obviously, but you don't have that guy. So why try to make somebody a number one wide receiver or a number two wide receiver? Why not just line both dudes up with the tight end and say, all right, stop us, and who's ever open, that's who's getting the football, right? We don't need to put a label or a tag on the number one or number two wide receiver.
And somebody says, do you really want Kelce to come back at $17 million a year as the third or fourth option?
I'll be honest with you, yes. The answer is yes, and it's not my money. And if the team's going to afford it and pay for it and it's not going to get in the way of their salary cap, why do we care?
I mean, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, yeah.
To have that role. And who knows? Maybe Kelce's like, I've made a lot of money. I want this team to be successful. I want one more ring before I retire. I'll take a pay cut.
Maybe
I don't know
does,
if that happens, and that's not my decision to make for him, but obviously, we'll see where that gets us to that point. Someone also says on the text from the 913, the script is out there. Travis Kelce's coming back for his 13th season, and guess whose favorite number is 13?
Mm, yeah, Taylor Swift, right?
I really hope he comes back.
Yeah, she generated $1 billion for the NFL last year, just so you know. I mean, there was a story out there. Some marketing firm looked into what she created. $1 billion.
So Goodell called Kelce.
That's right. Like, hey, you need to come back. Yeah, we got to have you back.
But
yeah.
Not because of you, because of your girlfriend.
Because of Taylor, yeah. It's not about you anymore, Trav. It's about her. So the longer you play, the better off we're going to be.
Just keep playing.
Obviously, if Travis Kelce wants to come back on one leg and make $40 million, the guy has earned it. He's one of those players in sports in Kansas City that you're paying for current, you're paying for past, you're paying for future. You're paying because he's Travis Kelce. And he's worth every damn dime of Travis Kelce. I hate the salary cap discussion because, first of all, the salary cap is fake. And second of all, if Clark Hunt wants to write a check, Clark Hunt's going to write a check.
And third of all,
some people are dumb.
We'll explain what we mean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By that, on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, you're